This is Northwest Public Radio with StoryCorps Northwest. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. Romantic relationships, they can be difficult to maintain, especially if they're long-distance relationships. Avery Green and Tim Torber of Tacoma share how they met and how they managed to keep their relationship going during Tim's many deployments to Afghanistan.
He just caught my eye, and I knew he was probably around my age, and I didn't know why I didn't know him, never seen him before. So I went up to him and struck up a conversation, and immediately we got on the topic of traveling Southeast Asia. But we found out that we'd both been to Vietnam, and I spent a month there. You were there for a couple.
And I'd spent 2 weeks.
I don't know. We just hit it off immediately.
So after we met, we ended up spending the rest of the summer together.
We got pretty serious after that.
Towards the end of the summer.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, we decided that we wanted to go to the San Juans and kind of have like a big trip to kick off or to celebrate the end of summer.
And teach me how to sail, too.
The last piece of good weather that we would have in the Northwest before the rainy season. So that was kind of how we wrapped up the summer.
That's when you fell in love with me, when my charm took over.
I think spending that much time with each other on the boat, we really figured out that we got along really well and were ready to pursue our relationship a little bit further.
Which was good timing because we got home from that trip and I think we had 2 weeks together before Tim had to deploy for his first time.
I left in October for Afghanistan, and it was initially supposed to be a month-long deployment, and it got extended out to 45 days. I'd gone through this before by myself as, you know, a bachelor, you know, single guy to deploy and come back. You know, obviously it's been hard on my family, but to have someone else in my life now, Avery, never having a lot of exposure to the military or to have to deal with those things was quite a bit to take in.
Interesting. Nobody in my family has ever been in the military. And for me, it was completely new and scary. And I don't think I handle it that well. I kind of go through the five stages of grief before Tim leaves, but he never actually sees me get to the acceptance phase. And then finally, once he's usually gone, you get to acceptance and it is what it is. And I'm proud of what he does. The first time was the scariest because I didn't know how it would be when he was gone. But now we're kind of in a groove. He's deployed two other times since that October. And it's just daily emails to each other and setting aside. We have date nights.
So we talked about all those things before I left. I'll be back in time for ski season and we'll have all these great adventures when I get back that winter.
And we were actually able to really grow our relationship. Life's about making a choice and I choose to be with Tim. He makes me so happy every day. And we had a lot to look forward to. We just got a puppy this week. So now it's the two of us and a dog. So there's a lot of puppy planning this summer and looking forward to that.
I think that, you know, all the time that we're apart, you know, what gets us through it is the planning for all the adventures that we have coming up.
That was Avery Green talking with her boyfriend, Tim Torber, about how they met and managed to stay together despite his deployments to Afghanistan. You can hear this story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to Multiplication.com in China Berry Hill and Urban Luxury B&B Experience in Tacoma for their support of StoryCorps Northwest.